वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकांत राधाकांत यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृष्टं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमामकृष्ण त्वैवास्मि त्वैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति दिव्यं राधे तं नय माम चरणं भक्त्या विहीनाय पराधनुष क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरंग मध्ये कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते
Right? This is light. Now I'm going to start Srimad Bhagavatam from 10th canto. I told the substance, essence of some pastimes of Krishna. Now, I'm going to tell some very secret pastimes of Krishna. First of all, you should know that who is Krishna. He's not a worldly boyfriend. And Srimati Radhika, not a girlfriend. And the high class of love is not any material lust. It is beyond the touch of all kinds of bodily senses, even by mind. Even Vatma Bhavana Chamatkar Bharvu, Vyatit Bhavana Vatma, Jat Chamatkar Bharvu, Svatate Hidde Sati Ujale Badam, Svatate Sarasir Rasa. Any mental exhalation cannot touch them. That is why he has called Adhokhaj tattva, aprakrita tattva. We cannot touch him. It is real. It is fact, true. But if we have some shraddha, honor, here. And if we have really transcendental Shraddha, even a seed of that, then we can gradually know all these things. All kinds of lust will go away. And gradually our Shuddha Shraddha will come. And then we can realize. We are not qualified to speak or to hear. But yet, something we must hear, those who are seniors. So for senior devotees, I am telling something. They should hear with very strong faith and honor. They should know, and then after that they should begin from follow from beginning. But they should hear. So first Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakam. Not only this, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Ete Chans Kalapunsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Himself Bhagavan. What is Himself Bhagavan? He is Vrajendranandan. He is ocean of rush. Sarva Shaktiman. Having all kinds of powers, contradictory to each other, but all are in Krishna. And Shakti, Shakti, Mato, Rabhedaha. There is no difference between Krishna and his powers. So, Krishna is Sarva Karan Karan, Sarva Shaktiman, Akhil Rasamrit Sindhu. We can hear, but no realization. You can hear. And by practice, by practicing thousands of verses, if you are realizing, oh, you are very fortunate, very fortunate. Who are gopis? Gopis are the Vilas Murti of Krishna himself. Krishna is one without second. He is Advaita Gyan Paratattva. I have told about this. I know that you don't know Advaita Gyan Paratattva. Ek Akhil Vishwa Brahmanda, all Chit Jagat, transcendental world, Jiva Jagat, all the Jivas and all this material world has come from his power. Everything. So there is no difference between them. But yet, Bheda Bheda. Difference and non-difference. Both. We cannot calculate it by our mind. Only we can know by our Guru Parampara line. Amnaya Praha. By Amnaya. You should know what is Amnaya. Amnaya is authentic. Our Guru Parampara line. Their thoughts. All the Vedas, Upanishad and everything in the line. Our Guru Parampara has accepted it. It may be Ved, but not accepted by our Parampara, we will reject. So our Guru Parampara has accepted that Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal Praman. And Srimad Bhagavatam and all Shastra attending like that, that all the gopis are none different to Krishna. What is shloka of Brahma Sangita? Ananda chinamaya rasa pratibhavita bhiha tabhi je evani je rupa taya kalabhi. There are rupa of Krishna. Himself, Krishna, there. Srimati Radhika is Himself, Krishna. No difference at all. Only for Vilas, for pastimes, testing each other. Krishna has been divided into two. In Vrindavan, in Vanshibhat, Krishna was there alone. And from his left side, very beautiful, his Parashakti, his Ladini Shakti, in the form of Sri Radhika came out. And she ran words to Krishna with Rag. Ra, telling Ra. And she ran after Krishna to meet. Ra, Anurag, Dha, Dhavati, with Anurag, with high class of ecstasy, love and emotion. She was running to ask Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So he became Radha. And she was worshipped by Krishna himself. So her name is Radhika. But himself Krishna. You cannot imagine. But Shastra say like this. So we should accept. Their love, what is their love? What is their love? You know that bhav. Bhav is not anything of this world. It is called Shuddha Sattva. The essence of Ladini and Sambit on Sandini. Platform will be what?
Sandini.
Sandini is platform. Without Sandini, no Ladini and no Sandini. They will meet on the platform of Sandini, Ladini. But why name? Always making heart to Krishna. His body is made of what? Highest class of Mahabhav. All his organs, all his mode, all senses, everything. Her hairs, everything, eyes, all are made of Mahabhav. So that she is Ladini. And gopis, then manifest and cry view of bodily manifestation of Srimati Radhika. So they are one with Krishna, all. You cannot imagine how they are one and how they are different. And their love, Mahabhav. So begin from Bhav, Rati. What is Rati? When at the time of practice Bhakti Yoga, when we will cross Sadhan Bhakti, and then we'll come on the border of Bhav Bhakti. We are doing Bhakti for what? Only to achieve Bhav. Then it is Sadhan. If you are chanting, remembering, doing all these things, practicing, but not, there is the object that Bhav. I want to attain Bhav. What kind of bhav? Like Sri Damsubal, like Nanda Baba, like Yashoda Maya, like gopis, among gopis. Only the mood of Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavan Manjari, like this. Then that mood will come like electric current. It will come here. So, then it will, that when that mood will come, and we will be tadatma with the mood of jivas. There is something also in soul's heart. Combination of both. Bhava bhakti will come. After that, when bhava will come, then vastu siddhi. Sarup Shuddhi will burn. And after Sarup Shuddhi, then Vastu Shuddhi will come. You will give up this body totally. And you may come in the omb of gopis. And then something will be practiced there to practice there. What? There is something. In that body, prem may come, not in this body. This body cannot tolerate prem. At once you will die. This body will die. It will burn at once if prem will come. Never you can in this body. So for that prem, that Shuddha Sattva body is essential. There may be so many causes that love, prem, should go away. Prem, tutne ka karun, upasthit hone par bhi jo prem, nav navayaman drishti se, nitya vardhati hota rahata hai, usse prem kahte hain. What?
True love is that love which does not break even when there is a cause to break it.
But sufficient cause.
Where there is sufficient cause. And instead of breaking, it becomes more and more new and fresh.
New. Unlimited it goes. Then it is called prem. Not like worldly persons, our lust, that in a day or 2 days or some day, wife and husband, marriage, and next day, divorce. Oh, friendship, very bosom friendship. And if any cause comes, prempt is go away quickly. Then he becomes enemy. I know so many. There were first bosom friends, after they became
Buddha
enemy. Those who were enemy, they became friends. So this is no, actually no love. And though that love, it touches our heart, and when it becomes so dense,
yes, ghana,
very thick, then our heart melts, tears comes, and so many symptoms of Ashtasatvi comes, then it is called Sneha. More Sneha. Very thick and thicker. In his lost state, it becomes a Pranay. Do you know what is Pranay? When lover and beloved becomes no shy, nothing, no different thinking. Like a person goes to bathroom, becomes naked, and in mirror he see himself. No shyness. No? When beloved will with beloved lover will like shame. No shame, nothing, not on thinking that my shadow. Thinks that I am myself shadow. No. When they both, beloved and beloved, will be like this, this is called Pranay. We cannot imagine, but you can hear this anyhow. And after that, man comes. If beloved thinks that if he will do man some anger mood, then my lover must come and pacify. Certainly, it cannot be changed. So that Pranay becomes like man. And then Krishna has to come to pacify. Otherwise, never. And after that, what becomes? Rava Anurag. Oh, Nitya Naveen. Any beloved is saying to Krishna, or Krishna saying to his beloved, I have never seen Krishna. Who is that black person? And when it comes so high, then it is called Mahabhav. Very high class of this. Very high class. In Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, it has been put. If we will come to this stage, then we can realize something of love of Radha and Krishna, who is Radha, who is Krishna. But yet, I am giving some glance. Glance, okay? Like a shadow thing. Because I am not a realized person. But always thinking. So I am giving some idea of that. Then, what is Mahabhav? When Radha and Krishna, they meet together. They forget themselves. That who am I, who are you? Only ecstatic, what? Love. Only love is there. And love controls them both. Krishna does not know that I am Krishna. Srimati Radhika never. Especially this is the mood of Radhika, not of Krishna, because Krishna is the object of love and Radhika is container of abode of love. So this mood will come. That who am I? She forgets. Who is Krishna? She forgets. And thinks we are one. And only she thinking like that. Paila hi rag, nain bhanga vela. No duti, nothing was there. Duti, you know?
Messenger.
No messenger was too. Between our love. Only these eyes were there. High cross of Rasa Raj Mahabhav then comes. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is. So, Gopi Prem, this Prem is not a very, like a Rasagulla of Calcutta or Delhi. Not a Rasagulla. Here, so many persons make Rasagulla, but not actually like Vrindavan or Calcutta or Rasagulla. Saturated with sweet everywhere. Very sweet fragrant. So, like a sponge. So, now, with this thinking, all these things, come to Vrindavan. Leave your body here, this mortal. Living all kinds of your moods, all problems, everything, come with me. Let us go to Vrindavan. And then, you can realize something. Don't remember anything. Now, you should come that Krishna is going to cowherd in Vrindavan. And gopis are telling, what? Akhnvatang phalamidam na param vidama. Sakhyo na vivesha yoto vayasyai. Bhaktam prajesa sutayo anuvenu jistam. Jaiva nipitam anurakta katakshimur. Oh, there was Basanti Ritu.
Springtime.
All the flowers of all seasons were in blossom in Vrindavan. Jamuna was flowing very sweetly, kal. So many lotus flowers were there in bosom. And their fragrance were attracting bumblebees. And they are glorifying. Perhaps they were telling Radhe, Radhe, Radhe here and there. And perhaps they became mad. Became mad, all the bees, bumblebees. And Krishna took lakhs and lakhs cows. Also their friends joined him with lakhs and lakhs cows. And so many cowherd boys. You cannot imagine. We are only 300 or likewise, not more than that. And if here be lakhs, perhaps they will have no place to sit even. And if Krishna is going with his 9 lakhs cows of Nanda Baba, and Sridham is coming with 11 lakhs of cows, where they will sit or stand? There will be no seat to stand even. And then where they will graze? And how they will be controlled? Very difficult. But Dham is also Krishna, like Baldev Prabhu himself. He becomes expansion. And sometimes, what? Expansion and? So Krishna is going to grazing cows. They are playing, jumping. And all are telling Krishna, Krishna, Kanhaiya, Bhaiya, Kanhaiya, like this. And gopis are in their houses. So many groups of gopis, of different gopis groups, and they are remembering Krishna as if they are seeing, and they are telling, oh, we know that we have eyes, but only eyes are not sufficient. The eyes, we have not taken the darshan of Krishna. What Krishna? Which Krishna? Going, Krishna is going. Krishna and Baldev both are there. Baldev is some advanced. And Krishna playing on his flute, searching something from his crooked eyes here and there. And so many gopis are standing here and there, and they are making aarti by their eyes, and Krishna accepting them. So, Nanda Sutta, yeah. What? Brajesha Sutayo. Those who have not seen Brajesha Sutayo going to cowherd, their eyes are in vain. Some thunderbolt should come and what? Finish these eyes. No need of having these eyes. But those who have told that Brajesha Sutayo. Brajesha Sutayo means the son of Nanda Baba. Baldev is not son of Nanda Baba, but he has been supported and nourished by Nanda Baba. So he always thinks that my father is Nanda Baba, not Vasudeva or anybody. And to Jasodashi is my mother. So it has been told by Sukhdev Brajesha Sutayo. But also some more meaning. What? Brajesha Sutayo. There are two Brajesh. Two Brajesh. Oh, one Nand Baba and more superior Vishubhanuwa. He is also Brajesh. Nand Baba has one son, who? Krishna. And Vishubhanu Maharaj has
three.
But Suta is Radhika, the daughter of Vishubhanu Maharaj. Here Sutascha, Sutascha is Sutayo, by in Sanskrit grammar. So here it has been told, the eyes, when Krishna is going and not seeing to whom? Brajasrita, Radha and Krishna, what they are doing? Krishna was playing on floor. Ram has advanced to give chance. Gopis surrounded Krishna and Radhika met with Krishna. He forcibly took the flute of Krishna. Anubenu Jostam, And then she began to play, and Krishna became so attractive that I cannot do like this. And he's looking with crooked eyes, very attractive. If this scene has not seen that these eyes are like useless, thunderbolt at once, come, finish this. I don't want. And Isakhi is totally telling explanation of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, very rushy. Oh, let us go to see Krishna. Oh, just now Krishna is in lane. We should go. But another Sakhi is telling, don't tell loudly. If your mother-in-law is here, at once she will punish you. Don't tell. Oh, what she will do? Her daughter is going, she is going. I don't fear. Oh, but there is a reason for fear. We should not go to Krishna. Oh, let us go. This scene will never be seen again. And life is
very short.
And if you will, Krishna will go, you can see this scene. So please come. We should come and we will meet Krishna. Oh, how it can be? Oh, Krishna's sweet voice and his face is so beautiful and attractive. Then when you will see by eyes, he will attract you and you will give up your dharya.
Patience.
Dharma. Patiparta dharma. And lajja same at all. And then you will be desperate. And you quickly though, let us come. So, Prajesa Surtayo Anubenu Justam Jaivar Nibitam Anurapta Kataksha Moksha. They were all doing like this thing. And so many things, Purna Pulinda. And then Krishna decided after that. That coming Sarat Ritu, we should season. Bhagavan api taratri sarvat phulla mallika bhiksharantum manaschakri yogmaya upashita. Gopis have no desire, but Krishna has desire. What desire? Bhagavan api, he is Swayam Bhagavan. He is Atmaram. You know Atmaram. Atmakam.
Self-satisfied.
No wishes, nothing. Atmaram. But yet, when he remembered gopis, at once he was remembering what? Jog maya mupashritaha. Jog maya. What is the meaning of jog maya? The power of Krishna, Hladini Shakti, like Parashakti of Krishna, who manages everything, is called Jogmaya. Where there will be Jogmaya? No influence of this material Mahamaya, nothing. That is why in Vrindavan, in Golok Vrindavan, or everything is managed and controlled by Jogmaya. There is no influence of Mahamaya. So any jiva who are serving Krishna, any soul, they cannot forget Krishna and they cannot come from there. This illusory Maya. They cannot fall down. So Krishna, Rantum Manaschakre, oh, he decided at once. That I should do a bilas, a pastime, that anyone here, this pastime, all will be attracted. And they will be liberated. And they will follow the principles of bhakti yoga. And quickly they will go to Golok Vrindavan. There is no other powerful way or process. He is so merciful. So out of his mercy he did like so. Then Banam Tatat Komal Gobhi Ranjitam Jagau Kalam Bam Drishamano Haram. He took his fruit. It was evening time, after evening. Moon, like golden moon, full moon, was coming from east side. As if she has so much gulal. Gulal means red color. And the east
direction
is like his beloved. And by his kiran, by his hands, rays. Oh, he took so much gulal and he put on the face of Purvadisha. Like he remembered this and at once he took his float on his lips. And jagam kalau means make a very sweet tune. What tune was that? It is written in this. The seed mantra. Cling. By this, all gopis thought that Krishna is calling Radha. Lalita, all are thinking that he is calling to me only, not to anyone. The essence of Gopal mantra is the seed cling. How? Kalam, ka-la. And Bhamadrisha Manoharam, A-A-E-E in Sanskrit language. The fourth letter is called Bhamadisha. It is like a grammar here also. Essence of grammar. So, ka or
combine.
And A-A-E-E. E means it came here, that it became Kli. And Manoharam. What Manoharam? What? Deity of mind is moon. So moon, what? Chandrabindu. Chandrabindu like a dot. In Sanskrit it is called Anuswar. Then it become Kling. And by cling, all gopis thought that Krishna is only calling me. And they came. When they came, Krishna saw. I'm telling very briefly. To come to my point, this is also a bhumika. I'm giving introduction for my subject. So, when all gopi assembled, like mad, if any thief has taken his golden ornament any, and if anyone is persuading a thief, here Krishna flute sound is like a thief, and he entered in the heart of gopis and took away their hearts, and quickly coming to Krishna with their hearts. As if all the gopis were following that sound and they are coming to Krishna. Thinking that I am alone coming to Krishna for my heart. Ajagmo anno annam alakchito dhyama javalolo kundala. All like a charming, like mad. They all came to Krishna. Krishna saw and now he was just smiling and telling to gopis, oh, my dear gopis, you are high class of devotees. I know that you came to see this Vrindavan, scenery of Vrindavan. And in that, especially to see me, because I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you come to see me. Now you have seen me, and you have seen this very beautiful scenery of Vrindavan, Jamuna, and everything you have seen. Now you should return. You must return. If any chaste lady is there, she should not come alone with any other person, any other male person. If their husbands are so ugly, nevertheless, attacked by any disease, they cannot do anything, penniless, or their kubja. A chaste lady should serve their husband. This is Vedic culture. I know that you have husbands. You should return and serve your husband. If you are not doing, then you are going from Vedic cultures, and you will have to go to hell. So positively, certainly you should return. Krishna gave so many examples that you, from Vedas and here and there, you must go, return. Then gopis were thinking that Krishna is joking, or really he is telling what is this fact. So, one gopi told that, "Oh Gurudev, namaskar to you. You are my Gurudev. And we think that a high class of these teachings, instruction cannot give anyone. So you are really our Guru." And in Shastra it has been told that first you worship your Gurudev to anyone. Anyone begin from, so you are Gurudev, you should accept our worshiping. And then we will worship to our husbands and to Bhagavan or to Narayan, to anyone. We should worship first you. And if you are not accepting, then you are breaking the law of all dharms. You are responsible for the. So it will be, you will have to take the reaction of these things. Especially you have told, "Je jathang mam prapadyante, tam tathaiva bhajamyam, vam vartman vartante, manushya partha sarvasah." Those who are worshipping me, they are meditating me, or what they are doing, or according to their qualities, I must give a reward. So we are serving you, or you are not taking, so you are getting. You will have to, but bound to suffer. They told so many things that Krishna was became, he could not reply. And then after that, there became some rasa, dance and singing and all things. After that, Krishna disappeared from Rasa. All began to lament and cry bitterly, bitterly crying. Oh, they became totally mad. They began to ask from trees, creepers, animals even, from Jamuna, "Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna?" Like this. After that, they began to do Leela. Leela means, oh, some gopis became himself Krishna, thinking, "I am Krishna." And she took his cloth like this. "Oh, I am Krishna. I am taking Govardhan. See how I am." And some began to take another lady, and she sat on the breast of that lady. "Oh, I am Krishna." And she is Putana. "And how I am doing, killing this Putana." Some were playing on floor, and "Oh, how sweet I am playing." You should see. So they began to rule. They became totally mad. And when they began to sing, Jayatiti Dhikam Janmana Prajaha Srayati Indira Swasvadatrahi Daita Drishyatam Dikshustavaka Paidhita Sabatam Vichan Tavakathamritam Tapta Jeevanam Kabibhirinitam Kalmashapam Shavarnamangalam Srimadatatam Bhavi Krishnantite Uridajana Tavakathamritam. One gopi is telling, Tavakathamritam Amritam. Or your pastimes and all your speaking are how? Like nectar. If anyone feeling so much problems and he's upset in this world, feeling so much pain in this world, he's burning in the frost fire of so many problems, if they will hear Harikatha, everything will be pacified. So Krishna Katha is like Amritam. And those who are distributing this nectar, they are most high class of donors. So in this world, those who are taking Srimad Bhagavatam and giving, distributing these kinds of love and affection to others, so they are high class of donors. And some are telling opposite to this. Tava Katha Amritam, your name and your pastimes and the teachings are your words like poison, mritam. We realize this. We are very happy in our worldly things. But when you saw and heard your words, and we become like bad. All kinds of problems came. And now we are homeless. We have no very drop of love and affection for our homes, husbands, children, nothing. Now you are like those who are preaching these things and telling the Harikatha, they are like enemy cutters and like butchers. Why? By making here, disputing these things. Oh, if animal here, he will give up his home. Husband will give up his wife. And wife will give up his husband. And without home, homeless, they will become homeless. And they will come to one, like forest, like birds. Weeping himself and making weeping their family, whole family. So don't hear this. Be very careful. And those who are taking Bhagavatam here and telling that I will not take any fee, come and only hear Krishna Katha. Oh, they are like butchers. They will cut your affection from worldly and you cannot be happy in this world. So don't hear all this. So many groups of gopis are making so many groups of meaning of same slok. And several, so many kinds of artha are coming in this. Sukadeva Goswami has given some ideas, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, like Sanatana Goswami, Ji Goswami, they have explained so many. Each group separate meaning. After that, Krishna came, appeared in that meaning. And he became so beautiful there, smiling, but with shame he is coming. Appeared in their council. Then, so many posterity it has been told here. I am coming to my point that any gopis took the hands of Krishna on his soldier. Anyone, someone, other, take his food in her laps, some
he
took his betel nut from his mouth and some are from distance they were looking towards Krishna with crooked eyes with arrow like. Oh, how you are? We gave up everything for you. You became homeless. We left our husband and everything, even our shyness, dharya, dharma, everything. And you left in a moment us. We know that there are three kinds of persons. Those who have any prem, they do pray. What? What many?
Love.
This is one kind of. Another, if you are not loving, but a person is so perfect that he loves. And third class, whether you are loving or not, he has no love for anyone. There are three kinds of person in this world. I think any of one you are. So in these three, which are you are? We are saying that we are loving you, but you are not loving. Krishna told this smiling that let me hear. If anyone is loving and reciprocal, another is loving him. This is not pure love. This is like a business. You are loving and you want that he should love me. But I'm not like this. This is like a business. No transcendental or pure love. Nothing. So I am not among them. And those not loving, but yet he is loving. Who are they? Like father, mother. Son, after they became some young, they give up their father, mothers. But even father, mothers have so much love and affection. They can do something against them. But even father and mother, always loving their children without any care. Oh, this is somewhat better. There is some real religion there and some actual love. But I am not among these persons. And the persons who love anyone, but they don't love, they have not loved. Whether you are loving him or not, he is not going to love anyone in this world. These are of four kinds. Atmaram, Atmakam, Guru Drohi, Akritagya Guru Drohi. Try to understand. Those who are Atmakam, no requirement anything. Like Sukadeva Goswami or Sanak Sanandan, they have no worldly desire or any desire. They are Atmakam or Atma. Self-satisfied. Krishna is satisfied in all way. He has nothing to take from anyone and then satisfied. So it may be that those who are satisfied Atmakam or Atma Raman, they are Ramaning in his Atma, means
themselves.
And third, akritagya,
ungrateful
creatures, like animals. Father Narayan doing so many things for children, and they are so ungrateful that give up their father, mothers. And Guru Drohi, not only giving up them. They give so many problems to their father and mother. They may think that, oh, why he is not dying? They may shoot their father and mother, thinking they are my enemy. But really they are not understood. So they are Guru Drohi. But I am not among any of them. So how many became? First, second, and these four, six kinds. And I am your beloved. You are my beloved soul. I only disappeared to increase your love. As if there is Chintamani, desire stone, or making gold touch a stone. Anyhow, he was very poor, and he was very poor man. And after that, he had, by chance, he had a touch a stone or desired stone. After some time, he neglected, he did not knew that this is touch a stone. And anyhow, anyone took it away, stolen away. Then he was searching. And one asked him, what you are searching? Oh, that stone. It was very beautiful. And anyone has taken. Oh, this was not any ordinary stone. It was what? It was Chintamani. It can give everything as you desire. And then he began to be, I've lost that thing. So, first I came to you, appeared, and then I disappeared. Only to increase your love and affection for me, and to be more and more nearer to me. You are my beloved, I am your beloved. I cannot repay you in lakhs and lakhs. Bas. Na pare ham nirvadda sanjujan. Sasad kritya vibudha jusapiva ma vajana durjara greha shinkala sambrishya tadva pratishadna. Krishna is telling that I cannot repay in lakhs and lakhs, but gopis are not sadhak. Gopis are not siddha. Who are gopis? Himself Krishna. The Kavya of Radhika. But he is testing all these things. These are not ordinary things. They are all more than transcendental. So, Krishna and gopis are like this. Those who will hear all these things, always remembering all these pastimes, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is the essence of all instructions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. And Rupa Goswami is telling, Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukirtanam Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyodhya Tishthan Praje Tadanu Ragi Jananu Gami Kalam Naed Akhilam Ittyu Padesha Saram. Always chanting this Krishna name of Hare Krishna. And thinking this powerful, sweet pastimes of Krishna. Being in Vrindavan, in guidance of any rasik and bhavuka, high class of devotees. Then everything will be successful. This is the essence of all this thing. If you have been in Vrindavan, but you are thinking of any so many problems here and there. You are not in the guidance of any Rasik Vaishnava. Then you are bound to do offenses to Vrindavan Dham, to Vaishnavas. Like lakhs and lakhs are doing and giving up their faith and again returning, doing nonsense things. So this is the process. You will have to come in this process. So I get a glimpse, outline of this. After that, what became? Vrindavan Leela was completed. And Akrur was sent by Kans to take Krishna and Baldev to save their father and mother, Vasudev and Devaki. Vasudev and Devaki. Why? Kans has put them in jail. And he is giving so much sufferings. Sometimes he is kicking by his fists on their chest. Abusing so much. Why? Where you have kept your child? I know that he has taken birth from you, but you have sent. Tell where he is, otherwise I will kill you. And daily he comes and he killed his 6 sons. And 7th was sent to Gokul in the Omba Parohini. And 8th was Krishna, but trickly it was sent to Gokul. And he mixed in poor Krishna in Yashoda Omba. So where you have kept, so he was making so much problems for Devaki and Vasudev. So Kansa was realizing that we sent so many demons to kill Krishna in Gokul and here and there. But they were all killed, never they came to give any message and report. So I cannot kill him there. So we should try to invite them that they should come and we play a very good play here in the sacrifice jagga of arena of Shankar, Rangeshwar Mahadev. And all my subjects will come, they should come. And that we will play so many good things here. So Akrur went. And after what became, we will discuss tomorrow. Go, Prema. You so daring, Father.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Special drama. Also, I was asked to announce that tomorrow are initiations. So anyone who is being initiated or would like to request to be initiated could please come and see Brajanath Prabhu or Naveen Krishna Prabhu immediately after the program tonight.
And tomorrow...
Fire sacrifice at 10 o'clock in the morning. Ramesh Prabhu is shaving.
No, who will take initiation? They will set their head for their person.
Who will shave? So just before the drama is going to start, we have one Hindi bhajan tonight from Asha Didi from Toronto, Canada. With the pleasure of Shri Gurudev.
Hare Krishna.
Man Mohan Murari Nand Lala Bhajo Radhe Govind Gopala. Man Mohan Murari Nand Lala Bhajo Radhe Govind Gopala. Man Mohan Murari Nand Lala Bhajo Radhe Govind Gopala.
Man Mohan Lala Bhajo Radhe Govind Gopala.
Meera Rani Diwani,
Meera Rani, Teri Diwani,
Krishna Krishna Krishna, Bole Mastani,
Krishna Krishna Krishna, Bole Mastani,
Tera Naam Leke, Tera Naam Leke, Phir Gayi Vish Ka Pyala, Bhajo Radhe Govinda Gopala,
Oh Tera Naam Leke, Phir Gayi Vish Ka Pyala.
Prabhu have put together this wonderful drama for the pleasure of Srila Gurudev and all the Vaishnavas. So thank you all so much for assembling.
All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed for South India, King Pratapuruja called Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to his palace. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met with the king offered him a seat with all respects and inquired about news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Oh, Guruji! Hare Krishna Pranam. Please, come sit down. It is so nice to see you. I have heard that one great personality has come from Bengal. And I have also heard that he is very, very merciful. I have also heard that he has shown you great mercy. Anyway, this is what I've heard from many different persons. Now, showing great favor to me, please arrange an interview with the Lord.
All that you have heard is true, but as far as an interview is concerned, this is very difficult to arrange. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the renounced order of life and very much detached from all worldly affairs. He stays in solitary places and even in dreams does not grant interviews to kings. Still, I would try to arrange an interview for you, but he has recently left for South India.
Why has he left Jagannath Puri?
Thus is the pastimes of great personalities. Great saints go to holy places in order to purify them. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has visited many tirthas and is delivering many, many conditioned souls. This is the duty of a Vaishnava. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a conditioned soul, but the supreme personality of God in himself. And thus, he is an independent controller. He is an independent controller.
Okay. Why did you not fall at his lotus feet and keep him here?
I tried, but he is the supreme personality of God in himself. And thus, I was not successful.
Oh, Bhattacharya, you are the most experienced and learned person I know. Therefore, when you address Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Krishna himself, I accept this as the truth. But the Lord will again return from South India. I beg at your lotus feet that you will arrange an interview so that my eyes can be perfect just once.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will return very soon, and I would like to have a nice place ready for him. This place should be very near the Jagannath Temple. And also, this place should be very secluded and solitary. Having heard my request, please arrange this for me.
Yes, Kazi Mitra's place is exactly what you desire. It is very close to the temple of Lord Jagannath. It is very calm and very quiet. Yes, it would be perfect. Let us go immediately and make arrangements.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his South Indian tour, Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, became very anxious to meet him.
How will I be able to meet Sri Chaitanya? What will I do? I know. I shall write a letter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Yes, that's right. I will write. My dear Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please appeal to all the devotees of the Lord on my behalf. If the devotees of the Lord are favorable to me, then they can submit my petition to the Lord on my behalf. If one gets the mercy of the devotees of the Lord, then one will get an interview. But if I do not get an interview with the Lord, my kingdom does not appeal to me. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
does not show me his mercy, then I will give up my kingdom. I will become a mendicant and wear an ivory earring and go from door to door begging. Yes, that's better. Oh, yes, I will send this immediately. I will.
When Bhattacharya received this letter, he became very anxious. He then took the letter and went to the devotees of the Lord. At that time, Gopinathacharya came there while Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was with King Prataparudra. Being a Brahmin, he offered his benediction to the king, and he addressed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as follows.
About 200 devotees are coming from Bengal. They are all greatly advanced devotees and are specifically devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have all already arrived and are waiting on the banks of Lake Narendra. I desire residential quarters for sadhus for all.
Yes, I will immediately tell the temple superintendent, and he will arrange for residential quarters and prasadam as you require. My dear Sarvabhauma, please show me one after another Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates who have come from Bengal.
Let us go up on the roof of the palace. I do not know them, but Gopinathacharya knows them all, and he will identify them for you.
Ah, oh, yes, that is good. Who are those first two persons that the Lord has sent in advance? Their effulgence is very, very great, and I desire to know who they are.
Yes, there is Swarup Damodar, who is practically the second expansion of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, and there, that is Govinda, who is the personal servant of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent garlands and Mahaprasadam with these two exalted souls just to honor the devotees coming from Bengal. Govinda was the servant of Ishwarapuri, and Ishwarapuri has told Govinda to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, the Lord keeps him very close.
And who is that person that they have garlanded? His effulgence is very, very great, and he must be a great devotee of the Lord. I desire to know who he is.
Yes, his name is Advaitacharya. He is honored even by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is there for topmost devotee. And on his right, Srivas Pandit. And over behind him is Gadadhar Pandit. And in the back over there, is Gauri Gupta. Oh. And in the front here, Nishimananda. And Vasudev Dutt. And Hari Bhatt over there, waiting. There's Hari Das Thakur, deliverer of all fallen souls in this universe. And here, Nishimananda Singh. And on his right, is Vijay, and there's Sanjay. And the group right here, Govinda Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. There are three brothers in the congregation of the sacred group. Please the Lord very much. Over on the right is Balabhadra Singh. In the front is Kiran Sojima. How many names shall I speak to you? They're all great devotees of Sri Chaitanya, lose their life and soul.
Seeing all these devotees, I am very much astonished, for I have never seen such an effulgence. Indeed, their effulgence is like that of millions of suns. Nor have I ever heard the Lord's holy names chanted so melodiously. Nor have I ever seen such ecstatic dancing during kirtan. please. How come? This sweet, transcendental sound is a special creation of the Lord, known as Prema Sankirtan, congregational chanting in love of Godhead. In this age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to preach the religion of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the chanting of the holy names is the only religious principle for this age. Anyone who worships Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with congregational chanting should be considered to be very intelligent. And anyone who does not should be considered to be a victim of this age of Kali and bereft of all intelligence. In this age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of the Lord, who is constantly chanting the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. And he is accompanied by his associates, his friends, his servants, his weapons, and his confidential companions.
According to the revealed scriptures, it is said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself. Why then are learned scholars sometimes indifferent to him?
Only a person who has received but a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord himself. Only a person who has received a small fraction, and no one else.
There, all the devotees are running straight for the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why is that?
Well, this is called spontaneous love. All of these devotees are very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus, they are going to see him. First, they will see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then, along with him, they will go and see Jagannath.
There's the son of Bhavananda Roy Baninath, and he is going with 5 or 7 men with a huge quantity of Jagannath prasadam. Indeed, Baninath has already gone to the residence of Mahaprabhu with a large quantity of prasadam. Please tell me the reason for this.
Knowing that a great many devotees are coming from Bengal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the sign, and great quantities of Mahaprasadam have been brought.
My dear Guruji, I want to ask you one question.
Yes.
Why is it that they have not performed the regulations for visiting holy places, like fasting and shaving? Why have they taken Mahaprasadam first?
All that you have said is true regarding the Vedic regulative principles regarding the visiting of holy places. But there is another path, which is the path of Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous love. Only a person who has pure love for the Lord can see the Lord. Jai. One morning, as I was sitting on my bed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave me a little Mahaprasadam. And I immediately ate it without even washing my hands. A person who has realized Sri Krishna within his heart does not care for Vedic regulative principles or Vedic social customs, but he accepts Krishna and only Krishna.
That is very wonderful.
Well, you two are very great devotees. Now you go and see Lord Chaitanya and his associates to your heart's content. And I will go and make other arrangements.
Yes.
So Ramananda Roy arrived from South India. Upon meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy offered his obeisances.
Mahaprabhu.
The Lord embraced him, and both of them began to cry in the great ecstasy of love. Seeing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate dealings with Sri Ramananda Roy, all the devotees there were greatly astonished.
Mahaprabhu, I approached King Prataparudra as you told me, and I asked him, I want to go and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for all my life.
What did he say?
Oh, upon hearing your name, he immediately jumped up, and he grasped me, and he was feeling ecstatic bliss. He said, oh, how lowly am I, that this whole life I may not have darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the son of Maharaj Nanda. I don't think within my heart there is even a fraction of a love for you that is in the heart of King Prataparudra.
Hey, Ramananda. You are indeed the topmost devotee of the Lord. And therefore, because the king has shown so much love for you, Krishna will certainly be merciful to him. This is the conclusion of all Shastra. Krishna himself has said in Adipuran, Ye me bhakta jana paata, na me bhaktas chate janaha. Anyone who says, I am directly the devotee of Krishna. He is not my devotee. But he who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my real devotee. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the conclusion has also been given. Mad bhakta puja vyadika. What is the quality of a real devotee? He performs very first-class worship of the pure devotees. Again, in the Padma Purana, it is stated there, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. The Vedas have recommended so many types of worship of different demigods. But actually, the highest worship of all is the worship of Vishnu. But there's something more. Tasmat Paratam Devi Tadiyanam Sumachanam. Higher than the worship of Vishnu even is worship of the Vaishnava. It is so high. Such a wonderful thing. But the association of such great souls is not easy to attain. Those whose sukriti and austerity is meager, they cannot attain the association of such high class of devotees who are running very quickly back home, back to Godhead. So in conclusion, you should know that no one can attain the lotus feet of Krishna without the mercy of the Vaishnavas.
So, King Prataparudra has been very merciful to me, Mahaprabhu. He's told me, go serve your Prabhu, and I have come. And he has given me full leave and full security with money he's sending. So, you should have mercy upon him, and just once, show him your beautiful lotus-like feet.
Before placing such a request to me, you should consider, first of all, whether or not it is befitting for a sannyasi to meet with the king. If a mendicant meets with a king, what is the result? This world and the next world both are completely destroyed for that mendicant. What to speak of the next world? Even in this life, everyone will laugh at him and he will become the object of jokes.
You are the supreme independent personality. You have nothing to
Krishna,
fear.
Krishna.
You are dependent upon no one.
I am not the supreme personality of Godhead. I am an ordinary living being, an ordinary human being. And therefore, I must fear public opinion in three ways. By my body, by my mind, and by my words. Don't you know, don't you understand, that if the general public sees just one small fault, one tiny fault in the character of a sannyasi, what do? They immediately broadcast it everywhere like wildfire. You know, if there's a black spot of ink on a big white sheet, it cannot remain hidden. It will be very, very prominent there.
You have saved unlimited amounts of impious living entities. I have heard of Jagai Madai, so many. But yet this king is a devotee of Vishnu, and this king thinks of you every day and loves you. And you are not being merciful to him. And you are not showing him your love to him.
Hey, Ramananda. You should know that if there is a large pot of milk, so fresh and sweet and fragrant, but that pot of milk is touched by one drop of liquor, then it becomes contaminated and it is completely rejectable. So King Prataparudra, he may have all good qualities, but simply by accepting the title King, everything has become contaminated, infected, and untouchable.
Oh, Mahaprabhu.
There must be a way. If anyone could think of a way, it is you, Mahaprabhu.
In Shastra, it has been told there that the son of a man is his representative. So I think if you want me to meet with the king, then you should send his son to me. I will meet with his son, and that will be as good as meeting the king.
Prince, just entering upon his youth, was very beautiful. He was blackish in complexion and had large lotus eyes. The prince was dressed in yellow cloth, and there were jewel ornaments decorating his body. Therefore, anyone who saw him would remember Lord Krishna.
I have spoken to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Oh, yes? What did he say? He told me that in Shastra it is said that the son is the representative of the king. So, at this time, I implore you, let me take your son to Mahaprabhu.
Oh, very nice! Oh, very nice! Hey, go!
This is the king's son.
This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of respect.
This person is a great devotee. Simply by seeing him, one can remember Brajendananda and Shyama Sundar. Oh, only by seeing you, I become so obliged.
Krishna! Oh, Krishna! Krishna! Oh, Krishna!
Come down. You can return this boy to the palace. And you? You should come and meet with me every single day. You come?
As soon as the prince was touched by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, symptoms of ecstatic love had immediately manifested themselves in his body. These symptoms included perspiration, trembling, tears, being stung, and jubilation. They then departed from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramananda Roy took the boy back to the king's palace. The king was very happy when he heard of his son's activities.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
Jesse, by embracing his son, he experienced such ecstatic bliss as if he was embracing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself.
When King Prataparu to return to Jagannath Puri, he called for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When Bhattacharya went to see the king offered him respects and made the following inquiry.
Oh, my dear Guruji, pronounced you. Please sit down. Have you submitted my petition to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes, I have. I have tried very hard, but despite my great endeavor, the Lord has refused. Indeed, he said that if we should continue to ask him, he will leave Jagannath Puri and go elsewhere.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to deliver all sorts of sinful persons. Consequently, he has delivered sinners like Jagai and Madai. Has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to deliver all kinds of sinners, with the exception of a king named Prataparudra Rai? Has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to deliver all kinds of sinners, with the exception of me? He has shown his merciful glance to all kinds of low-born persons who should not even be seen. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is determined not to see me, then I am determined to give up my life. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not show me his mercy, then my kingdom, my life, are all useless.
I am very astonished to see the determination of the king. My dear king, do not worry. Because of your firm determination, I am sure that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will grant you his mercy. The Lord is only bought with pure love, and your love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very deep. Therefore, I do not have a doubt in my mind that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will see you. There is one way by which you can see the Lord directly.
There is?
Yes.
What is it?
Yes.
What is it?
On the day of the Kar festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will dance in ecstatic love before the deity. On that Rath Yatra festival day, he will then go to the Gundicha garden. You should also go there, stripped of your royal dress. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to the Gundicha, you should also go there and recite 5 chapters about Krishna dancing with the gopis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be in a mood of ecstatic love, bereft of all outside motivations and consciousness. At that time, you should read those 5 chapters from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
And that way, you will be able to catch hold of the feet of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will then hear you, and he will understand that you are a pure devotee of a pure Vaishnava. He will then embrace you, and your life will be completely fulfilled. The Lord has already changed his mind because of Ramananda Roy's description of your pure love for him. So you should not worry. You will see the Lord. Come. Let us go and see Jagannath.
To Perudra. After thus encouraging King Prataparuja, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya returned home. On the day of Lord Jagannath's bathing ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy at heart. After seeing the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. But when Lord Jagannath retired after the ceremony, Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy because he could not see him. On the day of Ratha Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced ecstatically in love of God. Throughout the day, he sprinkled transcendental Krishna prema upon everyone, including animals and plants. After the festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the garden and lay down without external consciousness. Following Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. He now entered the garden in the dress of a Vaishnava. Maharaj Prataparuja was so humble that with folded hands, he first took permission from all the devotees. Then, with great courage, he fell down and touched the lotus feet of the Lord.
My dear Krishna, ever since you took your birth in the land of Braj, everything appears to be glorious. The land of Braj has become so glorious that even the goddess of fortune is always personally existing here. But it is only we who are very unhappy because we are searching for you. Because we cannot see you, our greatest efforts are not manifest. Our life is completely dependent on you. Therefore, we request you to again come to us.
Jayate Tereka Janna Tidy touch.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed some of his divine opulences to the king, and he forbade him to disclose this to anyone. Although within his heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew everything that was happening, externally he did not disclose it, nor did he disclose the fact that he knew he was talking with King Pataparudra. Whoever sees or hears these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will attain a greed for his lotus feet within his heart. Gaur Premanandi!
To come in new pleasure, hearing so much high classes of Harikatha, pastime, so sweet pastime of Krishna. I think that in your life you have not enjoyed Harikatha and this kinds of very high kinds of powerful drama play also. These are not drama play, you don't think. You should think that these are also the part of my class. I am not telling by representative. They are telling all these things. Try to learn so much things from these things. If you are trying to be like Maharaja Pratap Rudra. If Mahaprabhu Maharshi is not there, then what is the use of this wealth, kingdom, and my life even? And he promised that I should give up everything. I will be a yogi, give up all my kingdoms, and even if Mahaprabhu Maharshi is not sorry only, I will give up my life. Jumping in ocean or going anywhere. Can you decide like this? Then Krishna prema. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a sannyasi, how is he strict? Even he is not meeting with a king, though the king was very high class of devotee, you are seeing, always reciting, Tava kathamritam tata jivanam kabhiriditam kalmashapam. Like this, all this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, telling that, even name is king. I cannot see with him, I cannot meet him. You know, Haridas, Choto Haridas, how much he was high class of devotee. But he met with any girlfriend, girl, and he gave up her whole life. A sannyasi should be strict like him. But nowadays, what we are seeing? We are not following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew that in future it will be like this. Sannyasi will test all kinds of worldly things, and worldly persons, very poor, they cannot enjoy all these things. But sannyasi more than our king, they will enjoy everything. Oh, so many sevadasi with them. So much opulent. Lakhs and lakhs dollars they will have. So this is not good for sannyasis. They are not sannyasis. They are Kali sannyasis. And you are saying all these things. We should try to follow. If you want to have love and affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always remember Choto Haridasar Katha Jano Mane. Always you should remember the pastime between Mahaprabhu and Pratap Rudra. Always be like that. So good, very good, high class of this drama plays. I think it is not drama play. Directly, instruction. And in easy way, they are making prasadam like this. So you should always be devotees like this. Always remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His high classes of charitra, character, and his shiksha,
teachings.
I bestow my heartly blessings to the players here, Prem Prayojan, Mahi Bharat, Rai Ramananda, all others, Lalit Mohan, all their high classes devotee. They should be ideal brahmachari and sannyasi. And then they can preach my mission to the whole world. You should try to be very qualified like this and try to accept all the processes that Rupa Goswami has to. I want that. We are now 4 days or now. So good, very instructive, powerful drama plays to be done. And also I am giving so much high class of Harikatha. You should try to understand. You should give your all desires and everything in ocean to California, Pacific Ocean, and be very pure. Forget all kinds of problems, no. Enmities and envies and everything. And be ideal devotees. When you will return, you should take all these things in your hearts. Always. Remember, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarva Radha and Krishna Kanjugal. Go.